All right, well, thanks very much for assembling today. Appreciate, obviously on short notice here getting in, but, prepared to address here some questions, so let's shoot away.
Maybe start by comparing season 2 to 1.
Well, there's lots of different ways to compare it. I guess you can look at it in a lot of different ways. Statistically, there's different categories, certainly, that you could look at and compare a lot of things. I think, obviously I don't have the stats in front of me, but, goals for, goals against, eerily kind of similar. I think slightly down in goals per game, relatively flat in goals against. I think that, certainly that's an area that... if we want to get better, I think we ranked 24th or 25th in year one, year two, vice versa type thing. So I think those are areas that, if we do want to improve as a group, we have to, look at those areas and see how we can, move those numbers. I think, you look at special teams, it's, a glaring difference in the power play numbers from year one to year two. Numbers are interesting. Certainly you get a couple goals here and there. The numbers are, changed. Penalty killing wise, things are, I guess, relatively the same. Without kind of going on and on and on about the statistics, certainly there's lots of comparisons that can be made from year one to year two. I think from the standpoint of, where we were at, obviously 24 wins. This year, I think the hard part for me, is just knowing how close you were. You see guys, see teams in the playoffs right now at 25 and 26 wins, and in the middle of the pack in the playoffs. And just to sit back and think that, maybe there was a game or two where you could have got a point, or maybe swayed a point the other way, and you're sitting there with 26 wins. So, those are things that, we're left to sit and ponder and talk about and look at and evaluate and try and, try and improve upon. I think this year was a very, very unique year. I'm sure it was very different for all of you and on the covering side of things because, obviously the dramatics or the non-dramatics of the first part of the season with respect to the lockout and all the ups and the downs that went with that and, all the work that each of you had to put in, not knowing when the end would come. I think that that was an interesting aspect. From a team standpoint, I can tell you that it was interesting. It was at times trying as well. I'm sure from a coaching perspective, they were chomping at the bit to get going on a regular basis and not knowing when to start, not knowing what we're going to be involved in. I think there was a lot of energy spent on planning and then planning again and then planning again to try and make sure that your group would be ready if and when it started, and then obviously the season it was a season like no other, in the sense that playing every game in your conference, the magnitude of each and every game was kind of tough to really quantify, because you can talk about it, you can think about it, but every game that you played, it was something that meant something in the standings.